Being a new parent is hard, and we at WEAA had some questions about some of the approaches for parents of young children. And Maryland Family Network has agreed to offer up some advice and suggestions. I'm Ayanna Dene, and I recently spoke with Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network. If you've worked somewhere that wasn't supportive of you, wasn't safe, or wasn't welcoming, you probably didn't like working there very much, and I bet it made it pretty hard to do your job or grow professionally. Childcare is very similar. Young children need the right environment to learn, to develop, and to thrive. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us what those environments look like. Doug, why is the environment so important?
Just like adults, children want to like the people and the place where they're spending upwards of 8 or more hours a day. A quality early learning environment can have a positive impact on kids throughout their lives. It's important to remember that childcare isn't just about keeping little ones safe so parents can go to work, although that's a big part of it. Childcare is also your child's first learning environment outside the home, and poor conditions can keep them from developing to their fullest potential.
Learning and play is the work of a young child. What should the environment in a quality childcare setting look like?
Here's a few places to start. How does the space feel to you? The more comfortable the surroundings, the better a child is able to learn. Is there plenty of comfy floor space for playing, exploring, and circle time? Is the room full of bright, stimulating colors? Does the space have natural daylight to boost brain stimulation? Does anything look unsafe, like loose carpet to trip on or wall sockets without child protection? Is the temperature comfortable or too hot or too cold? Is it clean?
The kids will spend lots of time on the playground. What should parents be looking for there?
A playground with lots of different levels and natural components encourage physical development and creativity. Keep an eye out for broken or rusty, jagged playground equipment, too.
Those are good tips. What else can parents be on the lookout for?
Be sure to also look for what you can't see. Proper ventilation controls odor and reduces the spread of illness. Also, a room that absorbs noise means less stress for kids and curtails behavior problems before they start.
What about the teachers? What should parents look for in grown-ups?
Are the adults engaged, playing, and talking to the children? Do they encourage participation in playtime, story time, and adult-led activities like cleanup and hand-washing? Do the teachers get down to the child's level when talking and playing with them? Did the program welcome your visit and encourage you to ask questions? Find out how often you can expect updates about your child's learning. Are there daily or weekly summaries? How often can you sit down with the teacher for a formal conference? At least twice a year is a good rule of thumb. Finally, trust your gut. If something doesn't feel right to you, ask about it. If it still doesn't feel right, move on.
There's a lot to consider. Parents can visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org for more tips or to contact a family resource specialist to help you identify quality care that's right for your family. The first 5 years is made possible with major support from M&T Charitable Foundation. For more information, visit MarylandFamilyNetwork.org.